Earlier this week, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius told Utah officials that the state's Avenue H exchange could be approved by the federal government if it meets certain requirements by October. Republican Representative Jim Dunnigan is chair of Utah's Health System Reform Task Force. He says the feds are not giving Utah the flexibility that it requested.
I think what they're doing is they're patting us on the head and said, okay, Utah, that's a good start. Now you bring it into compliance with the other requirements, and then you'll have a real exchange.
Dunnigan says that if Utah changes Avenue H to meet federal requirements, the state loses control.
Their vision of the exchange and our vision of the exchange are not close to each other at all.
Dunnigan says Utah should not be responsible for enforcing the individual mandate of the Affordable Care Act. He's in favor of a partnership exchange, where Utah continues to run Avenue H, its exchange designed for small businesses, and let the federal government provide an insurance marketplace for individuals. Lawmakers are expected to meet this month with Governor Gary Herbert to talk about how the state should proceed. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.